Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. Autism is now thought to affect at least 1% of the population. The exact cause of autism is not completely understood, although there has been growing acceptance that genes do not tell the whole story, in part because autism rates appear to have increased far faster than our genes can evolve. First, a new study of twins confirms that genetic factors are involved, but it also suggests that environmental factors, including conditions in the womb, may be just as important as genes in causing autism. The rate of autism occurring in two siblings who are not twins is much lower than the rate of autism in twins, suggesting that the conditions the twins share in the womb contribute to the development of autism more so than what they were exposed to after birth. A second study found an elevated risk in autism in children whose mothers took a popular type of antidepressant during the year before delivery. And for all of those who have declared the autism vaccine debate over, a new scientific review begs to differ. The author is Helen Radizak, a former senior scientist at a pharmaceutical firm, and she has found a direct connection between autism and vaccinations. When food kills. We all remember the outbreak of a little-known strand of E. coli that killed over 30 people in Europe earlier this year. So why is our food killing so many people? Many experts believe that it's largely because of the overuse of antibiotics, especially in livestock. 90% of the antibiotics given to animals are given in the animal's feed, mostly to healthy livestock to prevent disease. This cavalier use of low-level antibiotics, along with the overprescription of antibiotics by doctors and misuse by patients, creates a perfect breeding ground for antibiotic-resistant pathogens that become pretty much untreatable. These are the pathogens that are killing people. To help correct this situation, we need more comprehensive inspections of the food system, more testing for additional strands of E. coli, and more public education. A couple of things you can do at home is wash your hands after touching raw meat and don't use the same cutting board for meat and vegetables. A big difference could be made by banning the feeding of antibiotics to healthy livestock. And when I come back, why a glass of wine could be good for the heart and an iPhone app for your eyes.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Smith at 804-897-9194. Now back to the news.
Red wine is known to be a significant source of beneficial polyphenols. Previous research has suggested that consumption of grape products and other foods rich in polyphenols, moderate red wine consumption in particular, is associated with a decreased risk for cardiovascular disease, cancer, and other chronic diseases. Recent research published in Food Research International gives us a better idea of how these polyphenols help our hearts. The research indicates that polyphenols in red wine protect omega-3 fatty acids in the blood and have an anti-inflammatory effect, thus leading to a healthier heart. Of course, we don't advocate you drink red wine to get your polyphenols. Rather, look to foods and beverages such as pomegranate, black currants, strawberries, blackberries, flaxseed meal, and green tea. And for our last story, how your phone can improve your eyes. There seems to be an app to do just about everything these days. Here's one that might help you see clearer. Glasses Off is a new app to be launched next year on the iPhone. It's designed to train the mind to translate blurry images into clear ones, to compensate for the deterioration of the eyes which occurs with age. When we reach our 50s, the lenses in our eyes become less supple, making it harder to focus on objects that are too close to us. This new app uses groups of blurry lines, known as Gabor patches, which appear at several points across the screen. After using the app 40 times, users with an average age of 51 were able to read two lines lower on an optical chart held 40 centimeters from their face, a reduction in eye age to just over 41 years of age. Eye doctors suggest that using glasses off might delay your need for reading glasses. And that's the Health News podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.